First of all, I just want to ask you, what brought you here today? Why did you want to take part of this?
Well, Trish Goldsmith brought me here. We've been friends for a long time, and I got to know this group, which I now see as such a tremendous worldwide organization, through Trish. This will be my fourth time to moderate a panel. Today's was excellent. The others have been very good, too, on different subjects. The audience is phenomenal. Everybody here cares about the subject. Everybody here can understand the information that's being presented. And to the extent that we had time for questions, people can participate. I mean, there's no downside to being here as far as I'm concerned.
It seemed like there was a lot of lively discussions here today. If you were to summarize, what do you think, somebody leaving here today, what do you think the number one thing is that they got out of this today?
Well, to the extent they didn't already have it, it was that survivorship embraces a whole host of issues that aren't the ones people think of when they think of someone being diagnosed with cancer, which is, well, how do we treat it? Can we cure it? Is it radiation, surgery, et cetera, et cetera? And particularly for those of us who so far have not had a recurrence, you think, as I said, there are no problems, but there can be lots of problems. And I think people leaving here who hadn't thought that much about it, certainly now, have a wide range in this discussion of some of the other things that have to be considered. I just thought it was a stimulating session. All of our panelists were excellent.
Yeah, everybody definitely had opinions.
Well, they did. Now, of course, this wasn't a smackdown. No. This isn't like the old CNN crossfire. Although we've had instances in the past on panels where people, and I encourage disagreement within the rules of civility, obviously. If you disagree with that panelist, say I respectfully. Have you ever noticed that when we start to slam someone around, we begin by saying, with all due respect, with all due respect to the president, and then we go ahead and call him all sorts of names.
That's true. Well, thank you.